3, 2, 1. And what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? My name is JC. I am your friendly neighborhood Negro, and we are streaming live from the Black Writers Weekend at the 5th District Podcast Studio at Constellations on the sweet Auburn District of Atlanta, a culturally based workspace that offers private offices and beautiful meeting spaces, such as the state-of-the-art studio that we are using today. And the guest that I have with me today is Mr. Darius Bradley, author of No Damn Excuses, Mr. No Damn Excuses himself, and his business manager?
Editor,
Ms. Christine. So go ahead and please give more of a description, Mr. Darius, about who you are, what you do, where you're from.
Yes, guys. Thank you for having me. My name is Darius Bradley. I'm author of No Damn Excuse, The Survival of a Celebrity Assistant. You know, it's my personal memoir. It basically details my time from interning at Warner Brother Records, Atlantic Records, Hot 97, Universal Attractions. I've been at booking agencies, you know, the record labels, hot radio stations, and I'm more so known for assisting celebrities. Mm-hmm. I assisted Saycon Simlo on Eclipse, from Eclipse, a Broadway play. I've also assisted Benga Akinabi. He was in a couple of major films. He's more so known for Chris and The Wire.
Okay.
And then working with Rotimi, who's on Power, worked with him for 5 years. I was his personal assistant and role manager.
Okay, cool. And Ms. Christine, how long have you been editing?
I did 20 years in the military. I was in the Navy. I was an administrator. So awesome. I edited all of that time. And then I obtained my bachelor's degree in creative writing, and then took on editing, script writing, and book writing. Awesome. Also write poems.
How long y'all been working together?
3 years.
3 years. How did this partnership come to be?
Gatekeepers Agency in 2017. You know, I started a company called Gatekeepers Agency, you know, to help other assistants, you know, get in the door. You know, a lot of people always ask me questions about how to become a celebrity assistant. Well, you know, I created Gatekeepers Agency. And so as I was putting out a search for people, I had a job and, you know, I was getting ready to recruit. And she was one of the people that I recruited. And, you know, as you know, business owners are sometimes not, you know, they're always finicky with, you know, I can pay this, I can do this. So it was one of those situations, you know, and I didn't handle the business first to make sure it was real. But, you know, she was somebody I was going to have go to that job, and then it fell apart. And, you know, I just wanted to keep her around. So, you know, she's now, you know, my editor for my book.
That's what's up. All right.
And his advisor.
Awesome. Okay. So it seemed like y'all got a good simpatico going on. I like that. Like, you work well together. Yeah. All right. So talking about today's event, the Black Writers Weekend, is this y'all's first time here?
Yes.
Yes?
Yep,
okay.
First time.
And this is an event that celebrates the literary field and the way that Black writers, you know, work, think, create. Is this, have you ever been to any other event kind of like this, like the Black Writers Weekend?
Not just pertaining to Black authors or writers or anything of that nature. Mm-hmm. But yes, I've been to other literary events. Mm-hmm. Where there were other book writers, script writers, and things of that nature.
Okay. Yourself, Darius?
Yeah, so this is my first book signing. It's a, you know, a big big event for me. You know, I've never done anything like this before. Being behind the scenes, you know, where, you know, we're trained to, you know, stay behind the camera, you know, and hold the camera. And so, like, you know, this is my first time being in front of the camera.
Okay. How are you liking it so far?
It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird, but it's interesting because I'm also, well, while I'm in front of the camera, I'm also thinking about, you know, this is bigger than me. I'm doing it for, you know, for so many other people. You know, there's other assistants out here right now who aren't getting paid, who are being mistreated, who can't share their story, who can't speak their truth because of, you know, paperwork and business, or because they're in the industry and politics, or, you know, fear-mongering tactics that go on with the client. So, you know, I'm here to be that person for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pause 1 second. Blake, do you mind angling his mic up just a little bit more?
Mine is perfect.
It is. It actually is, but his is going just a little in and out. Bingo.
Is that, let me push it closer, or are you good?
Go ahead, speak.
Testing.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, jumping back in. So we want to take a moment to thank a couple of our sponsors, Refuge Coffee House, the Apex Museum, also in the Sweet Auburn District, who's actually hosting us this weekend. And they made it possible to bring this event into the living rooms of people who otherwise wouldn't do it. It's the first time it's ever been a hybrid event. So we're doing things live, we're doing things virtual. So I want to know, how have you guys adjusted to this new normal of virtual everything that we've moved into? Because, you know, the Panasonic done messed everything up.
Well, I'll go first. Being in the military, being the middle child of five, it's been pretty easy. I have four children. I'm used to going with the flow. I'm used to things changing and finding innovative ways to get my message across or do the things I need to do.
Okay, okay. Yourself, Darius?
So, in terms of, you know, the experience with Black Riders event, right? Mm-hmm. So my experience with the Black Riders event.
Well, not just the Black Riders event, just in general, how are you dealing with just going virtual? Everything going virtual.
Going virtual. So it works for me. It helps my pockets.
Okay.
That's most
important. That was the realest answer. Yeah. What's the door right now?
It really helps my pockets. I'm not even playing with you. I can do everything visually, videos. I can, this opens up a whole new world because now people have it, we're not supposed to say it, but, there's no damn excuse. But we do have an excuse now to say, I want to work from home.
Right.
Right. Because, and then a lot of companies are going to also transition into that. People aren't going to go back to their same lifestyle because, companies are going to realize, hey, it's more overhead to have these people come into the office and pay electric when they could just be at home and do the same thing. As long as the job gets done, I don't care if you're doing your job in your bed or, making breakfast, as long as the job getting done. Mm-hmm. So I think, the pandemic, it was, it definitely helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because we were literally just talking about that. They did a survey of I don't know how many people, and they were like, it's something crazy. Like 40% of people said that if they had to go back into the office, they would quit their jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. Like, don't ask me to come back. Why? I don't even like small. I don't want to talk
one
to
person
people.
Quit her job. It was on CNN. She had a whole special. She quit her job. Yeah.
No.
She came in for a meeting and said it was like for 5 minutes. And like, she was
I don't want to do this. I got to put on real clothes, hair, makeup. Like, what is this? No, right. I don't want to do this. Right. I don't want to do this. I like sweats. Sweats are cool. How have you guys enjoyed the workshops and the classes so far for the Black Writers Weekend?
It's been very interesting and intriguing, and it's been a great opportunity to make connections with a lot of different authors from different backgrounds with a lot of perspectives. So it's been wonderful for me.
Mm-hmm. Yourself, there.
Yeah, so today was really good. Today was my first day. So I got to network with a couple of publicists. I got to network with a videographer, yourself, podcasting. Just the experience of getting able to speak to, all these different type of people, because, coming from where I'm coming from, we're in a circle and you don't really talk to too many people.
Right.
If you're talking to people in the industry, it's more so based off of how you can help them or, how y'all can work together,
right.
How y'all can help each other.
Right.
Those are those conversations, but those conversations are now being used to help other people now.
Okay. Clubhouse is a really big example of that.
I
especially
love
when it first popped off, I was like, wow, this is like, I've never met so much generosity and free game in my life. I didn't think it was possible. It returned a little bit of my faith in humanity. I was like, oh, y'all really care about people.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any takeaways from this year's event?
Well, I believe that this event confirmed a thought I already believed, which is there are no mistakes. I've met so many people here that not only could utilize my services, but that I can utilize their services as well. Also, in one of the workshops, all of us moms came together to share in each other's pain and each other's growth, and was able to like just touch on things that a lot of Black moms can't discuss on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just wonderful to be able to even have that conversation and those connections with other Black moms and with all the, the writers and people in need of editing.
Okay. That's really dope. Community is a big part of what we're doing here for the Black Writers Weekend. So that's really great that was a takeaway for you.
You can repeat the question
again. Oh, okay. So the question was, what takeaways have you had, Darius, from this weekend?
Man. Just from the conversations with everyone that, you know, in the rooms, you know, I pull from different people and I get to, you know, hear their stories, you know, and just listening to them, you know, like a lot of my stories and a lot of other people, you know. And so, you know, I took that, you know, just more so listening to people because people want to be listened to. You know, a lot of people just hear you, but then they move on and they go do what they got to do because they have their own lives.
Right.
But sometimes people just need to be listened to and actually spoken back to. You know, and that's what I've been doing today. So, like, I got to hear a lot from a lot of people. I got a lot of followers today. Personal interactions, you know, speaking to these people. And, you know, it's been, you know, enlightening to, like, hear from these people and hear their stories. You know, I've even had spoke to somebody at the hotel, you know, one of the, you know, the catering managers. And she was telling me about her situation. I sat there for about 30 minutes talking to her, you know. And then today I spoke to a couple other people. You know, I just want to hear people's stories because I know my story. You can buy my book and speak about my, you know, my story. Now I want to hear about yours because people don't listen. Mm-hmm. So I want to listen to people.
And speaking about stories, you actually walked into the next question. Tell us about the type of stories that you create. Like, I'm extremely interested to know how No Damn Excuses, the title and everything, came about.
Right. So, you know, people watch Power. You can watch Power. I was the former assistant to Rotimi. I worked with him for 5 years. One of the things that we also did anytime, like for 5 years, it was competitive. You got to be on time. You got to, you know, wake up before the client. You got to come from Harlem at 4:30 in the morning, make it to his place in Brooklyn, pack his bags, and then get on and then order and make sure the car service is outside, and then take the, you know, the plane and go to Dallas, Texas, or go to Houston, or go to a club hosting. You know, no excuses. I added no damn excuses because there's no damn excuse to why you can't be successful in this industry. So the story, you know, there's a lot of different stories about how, you know, industry stories, it's behind the scenes stories, stuff that we go through, assistants go through, publicists go through, managers go through. It's nothing about, you know, who's sleeping with who or personal stories. Some people would think that. That's not, that's a short game. You know, I worked 2 years on this book and I'm not going to spend 2 years working on a book speaking about personal things and personal relationships because that's whack, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, you're going to get a lot of stories in there about, you know, how I had to, you know, how did I survive not getting paid for 5 years? By Rotimi.
Huh?
Yeah. So I had to figure that out. And, you know, and you're going to read about that in the book, you know. And so I want people to know about my truth. I have to share my truth in a way that's authentic to me.
So let's just, we're going to pull over. So we're going to pull over right fast. So, because I'm just, New York, Harlem, Brooklyn. So, like, when you talk about, when you say you didn't get paid, like, well, what, in what ways are, how would I word this? What was compensated? Like, you talk about flights and things like that. Like, that was compensated, right? Mm-hmm. But that 4 o'clock, you know, Harlem Express to Brooklyn, that was all you? Or was that, you know, could you expense things? Like,
No.
Oh. This ain't
for me. You're going to read about it a lot. You know, I'm going to share what you on here right now. But, you know, I was paid $100 per gig, right? And I'm the one doing the writers. I'm the one counting the money. I'm the one getting the $10,000 checks, the $5,000 checks. I'm the one that's booking the security. I'm the one that's booking the ground transportation. I'm the one that's playing security in a lot of these different states and cities. And, you know, I had to, you know, because I was so passionate about my position, like, I wanted to be the best road manager. I wanted to be the best assistant. So nobody was in my lane. So I wanted to be the best at it. And you can't defute, you can't defute any of my stories in my book because I actually was that person. No one was in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of promises were, you know, told to me and they were broken. You're going to read about all of those broken promises that kept me along because you wouldn't want to leave something that you helped build for 5 years.
That's true.
You're not doing it. You're going to stay as long as you can. And I was holding on to something that I couldn't let go, but I was doing more damage to myself by holding on. So once I let go and just said, you know what? I didn't sign an NDA. I can leave. Right. I don't need to fight nobody.
Right.
Now I'm back 4 years later.
Wow.
Well, on top of those stories, he also shares how to not lose yourself in the life of the celebrity you're assisting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in turn, he lost himself
yes,
in that life, in that person's life, and made that person's life more important than his. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was able to say, I will work and do all this, everything, because not only do I believe in you, I believe in your dream. Your life is my life is your life. We're in this, whereas celebrities don't feel the same way about their assistants.
Right. This is, it's giving me very much The Devil Wears Prada, but like, you know, Oof. Oh, no.
You have to read this book. You know, I tell people it's 15 chapters for a reason. You know, it's 77,921 words. I'm going to speak that into the, you know, like, I'm going to share that because that was a lot of years, even the 5 years, but it's 8 years, you know, because I came from Indiana and I said, you know what? I was 19 and I left a tennis scholarship of $5,000 to pay a second year at Indiana Tech. And I said, I'm going to go to New York City. I want to work at Atlantic Records. I want to be a music executive. And so I said, I'm out. And I left. Didn't know anybody in New York City, and now I'm here about 11 years later. It took patience. If you want to be successful, you have to have patience, and you can't rush can't rush the process.
Wow. I would like the book, because you're a better man than me, bro. I fight. So I fight and I shoot.
There's different ways, you know. I write, and so writing is just because writing. Right. This is something that's permanent. This book is for a lifetime. Right. This book is for my lifetime. Right. This book is for. I don't have to do any of that because that's short term, you know. They can get over that. If they survive the bullet, they can survive your punches, but you cannot survive something that's going to be on Google.
That's true.
That's how you win.
But it would make me feel better.
It'll make you feel better. Yes, you're right.
Me too.
It would make me feel better. I can't.
But God is good. That's why God is good. And he sees everything. And he saw what was going on with me. Mm-hmm. He saw all the things that were going on. So now I'm here and, you know, I'm enjoying, you know, the best time of my life. I'm literally happy. Like, I'm around good people. I'm in control of who's around me. I get to speak to good people now because I was around so many not good people. You know, who were perpetrating as good people.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not call them not good. What we can say is they were manipulative.
Manipulative.
To good. Someone that was young and naive. Mm-hmm. That's what that was about.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely
getting
interested.
Getting the most for nothing.
I'm definitely interested to read this book now. I was like, you had me at no payment. I'm just, okay. Really quickly, can we discuss the projects that you guys may have coming up?
Well, I'm a writer. And I'm working on a few projects that are hopefully soon to be in print and production. It's not much I could tell about them because but there's some exciting stuff coming.
Okay.
As far as working with Darius, we have a No Damn Excuses Part 2 coming.
Okay.
And it'll probably be another 2 years because it's hard getting him to see what I see. And it's hard for me to see what he sees because we're two people, but between the two of us we create something. We have created something great, and he's going to continue helping more and more assistants because this is a necessary position. Necessary position.
Yes.
But with his experiences and his writing and sharing all of that, it gives him an opportunity to help others to navigate through that turmoil in a better way.
Okay. So No Damn Excuses to come.
So I'll piggyback off of that, and then I'll tell you what I'm doing. So the next project that I'm going to be working on is going to be called, it's in the book as well, No Damn Excuses Part 2, The Playbook.
Okay.
I'm going to give people the playbook on how to, you know, get finesse, figure out how to get to where you need to get to in a strategic way. A lot of people don't strategize, you know, their lives and their careers. They just do things and they just say, oh, I want to do that, or that's a good opportunity. You know, they may strategize a little bit, but I go deep into it with the playbook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then the thing that I'm working on is Gatekeepers Agency. My purpose is now to help assistants and get other people jobs. Okay. You know, as simple as that. It's one of the best jobs. I have one of the best jobs in the world. I get to give people jobs and, you know, help people.
If you, you know, work, if you work in the, you know, bless other people, your blessings come back and they be multiplied. So
I mean, and this is my passion. This is my passion. You know, it's my passion helping other people. And like, I just, you know, I want to give people jobs to get them paid. You know, people always ask me, how can I become a celebrity assistant? Well, now you can come to Gatekeepers Agency and we'll have, you know, different programs, different trainings. You know, I'm building all of this up right now. And so, you know, I'm here to build other people. You know, we're going to take it around the world.
Go ahead and give y'all social media handles, how people can find you, things of that nature.
I'm at ChrissyChris1973 on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, so you can follow me on Instagram, Mr. No Damn Excuse. You can also look up No Damn Excuse series for, you know, for the book. Gatekeepers Agency is gatekeepers.agency on Instagram. But you can go to the website, www.nodamnexcuse.com.
All right, all right, all right. And we couldn't end this conversation without sending a special shout out to our sponsors and friends at the Black Writers Weekend, Amazon KDP, Harlequin, Goodreads, Refuge Coffee House, Constellations Co-working Space, Apex Museum, and the Traces of Mika podcast, which features the founder of Black Writers Weekend, Miss Tamika Newhouse. So I want to thank everybody for taking a listen. I want to thank both of our guests for coming on today and speaking, sharing y'all's truths and sharing y'all's stories. I'm going to tell everybody to go ahead and follow us on all social media channels at the Black, excuse me, at Black Writers Weekend. On Twitter, Black BLK Writers Weekend. On Instagram, Black BLACK Writers Weekend. And on Facebook, as Black Writers Weekend. You guys can find me, JC, your friendly neighborhood Negro. My Instagram handle is JC from the OVT. And of course, you can follow us at the OVT Network as well. So thanks both of y'all for coming out. Thanks everybody for listening. And we out.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you.